أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما آمين. شروع کرتے ہیں اگلی سورہ، سورۃ تکویر. بہت اچھی سی دعا مانگی اپنے لیے، شعور کے ساتھ دعا مانگی. فوکس ہو کر سنیے، غور سے سنیے، اور پھر بار بار آڈیو کو پلے کر کے پیچھے پیچھے ساتھ ضرور الفاظ کی ادائیگی کیجیے. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آيت 1-9 إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ
پھر سے پڑھیے.
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ
وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ
وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ
وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ
بِأَيِّ ذَنبٍ قُتِلَتْ
بِأَيِّ ذَنبٍ قُتِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنبٍ قُتِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنبٍ قُتِلَتْ
پھر سے دیکھیے اور اونچی آواز میں مل کر پڑھیے. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنبٍ قُتِلَتْ
إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ وَإِذَا الْعِشَارُ عُطِّلَتْ وإذا الوحوش حشرت وإذا البحار سجرت وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت.
Alhamdulillah, your ayahs will be till here. Very easy indeed. Just 2 to 3 words ayahs and very easily memorizable. Try to memorize by keeping the translation in mind. Then it is very easy for you to memorize, inshallah wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you all. Let's see the translation of the ayahs first. Is a shamsu when the sun kuwirat was rewound, folded, covered. When the sun is wound round and lost its light, is lost and is overthrown. وَإِذَن نُجُومُ, and when the stars انْكَدَرَت, became blurred, disturbed. And when the stars fall. وَإِذَ الْجِبَالُ, and when the mountains سُيِّرَت, will be set in motion, made to move. And when the mountains are made to pass away. وَإِذَ الْعِشَارُ, and when the 10-month pregnant camel عُطِّلَت, was left unattended, neglected. And when the pregnant she-camels are be neglected. وَإِذَ الْوُحُوشُ, and when the savage beasts حُشِرَت, was gathered together. And when the wild beasts are gathered together. وَإِذَ الْبِحَارُ, and when the seas سُجِّرَت, was set on fire, made to overflow. And when the seas become a blazing fire or overflow. وَإِذَ النُّفُوسُ, and when the souls زُوِّجَت, was coupled, reunited with their bodies. And when the souls are joined with their bodies, the good with the good and bad with the bad. وَإِذَ الْمَوْءُودَةُ, and when the female infant buried alive, سُئِلَت, was asked, questioned. And when the female infant buried alive, as the pagan Arabs used to do, is questioned. بِأَيِّ, for which ذَنْبٍ, of sin, قُتِلَت, she was killed. For what sin was she killed? You see, when we memorize while keeping the translation in mind and by looking at the words, first take yourself in that scenario. You will be able to gather connections so fast. You will be able to memorize the words so fast, inshallah wa ta'ala. When you visualize what's going to happen, when you place yourself in that position, when you memorize while thinking this will happen to us and is about to happen, then you will be able to memorize fast. What happens is that we become numb after listening so often, that we do not consider Qiyamah as a real thing, a real catastrophe. If we do not work towards a certain goal to make it part of our amal, after careful thinking, with conscious effort, with understanding, till then it does not affect us. Its effectiveness vanishes. If we see the translation of this surah and the previous surahs which you memorized, every surah has the same topic and the same theme. Have you ever thought, what change is occurring within me? What thing creates a turbulence inside me? What brings goosebumps to me? When I recite these Quranic ayahs, then does my heart fears? Purpose is not to scare you off, but the real purpose is to prepare you all for tomorrow. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, that we have been given an open paper before time. It has been given the answers. If any paper in any school or university is leaked before time, then that particular exam is always cancelled. But subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the details of everything what will happen tomorrow in an open paper. He subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in advance, so we are not caught off guard. Have you seen such a beautiful book before? It is a miracle, yes. But we are not affected a bit by the whole scenario after repeatedly listening about it. Wake up again, shake yourself, pinch yourself. Do dua for yourself that whenever I hear or recite these words, they affect my heart and they become the source of me being steadfast in my amal. There is a tip for memorization. See, there are clear signs given in the beginning ayahs, the way they have been given in the previous surahs too. Is the shamsu is when the sun, kuwirat is wound round. Stars will lose their light, mountains will be made to walk. She camels will be left alone. Wild animals will be gathered together. Seas will be burning. Souls will be joined with the bodies. A girl who was buried alive will be asked that with what sin she was killed. Just think about it and consider yourself in that scenario and memorize it. Then inshallah wa ta'ala you will feel it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to act upon it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us for tomorrow's judgment. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make the upcoming hardship easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the upcoming trials and turbulences. Ameen, thumma ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.